You're listening to the audio production of Anomaly by Krista McGee, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Haley Cresswell.
To my son Thomas, I thank my God every time I remember you. Philippians 1:3. Prologue. 15 minutes and 23 seconds. That's how long I have to live. The wall screen that displayed the numbers in blood-red letters now projects the image of a garden. The trees are full of pink and white blossoms, the green grass swaying a little in the wind. I hear the birds as they call to each other. I smell the moist soil. But the countdown still plays in my mind. 14 minutes and 52 seconds. It isn't really soil I smell. It isn't really the garden breeze I feel on my face. That is simply the scientist's humane means of filling my bloodstream with poison, of annihilating a member of the state who has proven to be detrimental to harmonious living. The wall screen is beginning to fade. The colors aren't as bright. The blossoms are beginning to merge together. They look more like clouds now. I don't know if the image is changing or if it is the effect of the poison. I could try to hold my breath to deny the entrance of this toxic gas into my body, but I would only pass out and my lungs would suck in the poison-laced oxygen as I lie here unconscious. No, I will die the way I finally learned to live, fully aware, at peace, with a heart so full of love that even as it slows, it is still full. Because I know something the scientists refuse to acknowledge.